According to Jesus, the second greatest commandment in the Bible is this: love your neighbor as yourself. I've been going to church all my life. I have never heard a preacher talk about this verse like what I'm about to say. I don't know if I really want other people to love me like they love themselves. Hello and welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, mindset coach, and the Monday Morning Mindset is where I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. It is your mindset that determines your success, whatever you do in business or in life. And developing a strong mindset is a skill you can learn. Love your neighbor as yourself. Some people confuse this with the golden rule, which is do unto others as you want them to do unto you. But love your neighbor and treat others the way you want to be treated, they sound kind of the same. Now, if you Google love your neighbor as yourself and look at the results, and if you look at the results that come from church people, Christian authors, all of those results will focus on how do you love other people and the 10 ways that you can love other people and various variations of that kind of theme, how to love others. And this is in line with every preacher I've ever heard talk about this second greatest commandment. Most of the time the preachers will say, well, you know, we're really supposed to love other people. And yes, I agree with that. But most Christians who talk about this that Jesus said is the second greatest commandment in the Bible, most Christians I've ever heard talk about this miss a very important implication to this statement. So let me state this commandment in a very different way, and I may freak out some preachers out there. This is my look at this verse. Love yourself, then love others in the same way. Loving yourself is implied in the verse, love others as you love yourself. And this is different from do unto others as you want them to do to you. It's different than just loving your neighbor. The fact that you have to love yourself first before you can love others, it puts the focus on you. It is focusing on how you take care of and look at yourself is going to determine and influence the way you love other people. And the reason that I say that I'm hesitant to say I want other people to love me like they love themselves, I know most people out there, including myself, oftentimes we don't do a very good job of loving ourselves. And from what I hear people say and talk about themselves, the self-talk that they say out loud, I'm like, I don't know if they treat me the way they treat themselves, I don't know if I want that result. I'm going to give you three examples of the way that people demonstrate the fact that oftentimes they have difficulty loving themselves. First of all, self-talk. You've all heard it, and you probably know how your self-talk goes. So imagine this. I want you to think about what it would do. What would this be like if you made a list of all the things that you say to yourself this week? Now, I'm not talking about what you say out loud. I'm talking about the voice in your head that is talking to you. If you wrote all of those things out in a week, and then the following week you went and repeated all of those things that you said to yourself, that voice in your head said to you, if you repeat those to your friends and your neighbors, what do you think? If you were saying those things out loud to other people that you say to yourself in your head, will they think you're a loving person? A lot of times, it's very typical for us to have negative self-talk. And you know, we say things like, you make a mistake, oh, you're such an idiot. Or, you know, you look at something and you say, well, you know how you are, you're going to screw something up. You know, you're just not good enough. That is oftentimes a feeling that we have, not being good enough, not measuring up. And that self-talk comes through. We don't say it to ourselves out loud, but we say it in our head and it has the same effect. And so loving yourself means maybe talking to other people or talking to yourself in the same way that you would talk to other people, filtering out some of those things that you might think about other people, but you don't say out loud, thinking those things about yourself. That self-talk is an example of how oftentimes we treat other people better than we treat ourselves. The second thing is keeping promises. How many times do you tell yourself you're going to do something, you intend to do it, you have all the great and great plans in the world to do this thing, and then something comes up? And something always comes up. Or sometimes you just don't feel like it. You know, oftentimes those types of promises revolve around diet and exercise. Oh, you know, I'm going to eat better. And then when the time comes, you don't. I mean, the donut goes into your mouth and you're halfway through before you even realize it was in your hand. Or I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to go exercise, but it's hot or it's not convenient or something comes up. You've got other obligations. Keeping promises to yourself is oftentimes hard. Another area is, you know, taking time to rest. You're like, oh yeah, I'm going to take it easy. You know, I'll take it easy sometime. I'm going to get this other project done. And as soon as this time of life, wherever this busy time is, I'm going to back off and I'm going to take better care of myself. Most of us keep promises to other people better than we keep promises to ourselves. We have a tendency to intend to do things and not do them and not follow through. Whereas if we tell other people, oftentimes we do. And this last one, taking time to rest, leads into number three of burning yourself out. Yeah, and I get it. Life can be hectic. There's a lot to do. We're a very, very active society. Our days are full of stuff. And oftentimes we push ourselves and ignore the warning signs that we're causing damage to our health, and both physically and psychologically. I mean, we need time to rest. And usually, you can probably look around, you can think of people that you know that are at risk of burnout, and you see it in other people before you see it in yourself. So maybe for us here in the modern world, we need to rewrite this second commandment, because it's easier to love other people and to kind of neglect yourself. So here's my suggestion. Love your neighbor and do good to others, and love yourself in the same way. I know that there are some purists out there who are like, this, you can't take that out of context and turn these words around. But in practice, for the way that you and I live, most of us, this makes good sense, because we tend to treat other people better than we treat ourselves. So for a great start, raise your level of treating yourself up to the same way that you treat other people. That would be a great start. And I would also say that it is really difficult to love other people really in a way that is effective if you don't really love yourself. And so that negative self-talk and the putting yourself down oftentimes will incapacitate you, cripple your ability to really give good love, you know, to really care for other people. Because if you don't care for yourself, that bleeds over. And so it comes across as not being as deep, not being as caring as you could be if you really do take care of yourself. And I'm talking about your mindset here as well. I mean, the things that you do, the way you talk to yourself, the things that you put into your mind and the mindset that you have and your self-image, your confidence, your self-confidence will come out as for better or for worse in the way you treat other people. This is part of what I do with my coaching clients, help them to help them with their self-talk and their self-image, to raise their awareness of loving themselves and what their mindset can do to benefit them in their success in life and as well as their physical and mental health. And if I can help you get started in this, contact me here through the website ultramindsetpodcast.run. You can leave me voicemail or text there on my website, ultramindsetpodcast.run. Schedule a free 25-minute conversation with me, and I can help you get started. Thanks again for listening. I will see you next time.